Blog Talk Radio.
Talk, stay.
One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage waiting to perform, working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the swarm of fans waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps tracks like my scars, and my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking vicious systems, sticking rippers, pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer, and my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, writing till I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Alrighty, alrighty. That's Back for Y'all by Eric and Irafi. And I'm pulling up a couple things right now. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Shelly Nunchuck Show and my crazy little kitties. Just being a little bit extra crazy a little while ago. You guys missed it. Of course, you're going to miss it anyway because it is radio. So I think maybe that Nas has really run out and maybe they'll chill up for a little bit. What I'm doing is actually going to be reading tonight. I write these articles on Hub Pages, and I've been on there for about 4 years. And recently, I really started learning how to write. So they've been actually featuring articles of mine on Hub Pages. So I'm actually going to read some of them. So that's what I'm actually doing. I'm pulling up here, and I wanted to read a couple of them. So I'm hoping it can help out other people. And I'm just going to post a telephone number if people want to call in. Let me just pull this up here. And the telephone number to call in, give me one moment here. I'm pulling them up right now. To call in, if anybody wants to call and say hi, chit-chat or whatever, I will be getting guests on my future show. I've just been having problems with my phone, and it's been dropping signals and stuff, so I really don't want to have, you know, someone on live on the air with me where my calls will drop. So I'm trying to do, you know, best I can with stuff that I have. So call in number, if anybody wants to call in tonight, it's 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. 9-1-4-7-3, and I'm posting that on my Facebook page, so there we go. And what I'm going to do is read, I have a lot of them, so this one I called, Never Lower Your Standards and Never Ever Settle for Less Than Your Worth. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say, I am imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We have made mistakes. But remember, your past bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you have a learning experience, just remember never to do it again. I learned never to settle and has brought grand happiness into my life. I once settled that it was the biggest mistake in my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life, well, you do learn from mistakes, I know, I repeat, but you know something? There is a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path, you know what your path is. It is etched into your heart and soul. There is nothing written, but, you know, you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you will regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It is just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. Okay, let's see. I'm pulling this up some more. Give me one moment. Oh, I did it a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what happened? I was able to find the most brilliant people of help push me. That indeed is a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart, but my beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If you really think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, I'm trying to get my cat here. Come here. Get over here. Where was I? Do you think God would really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people that they are bad because they are different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our paths and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but my mind was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself with people who the knowledge to pass on to me, and then in return, I can pass it on to others. Also, sometimes you learn through people and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake, and believe me, you find those people that are good, your life will become golden too. Okay, let's see words. Bringing up other articles here. Give me one moment. I'm just looking for them now. Have to go back into the account. Let's see. Okay. Okay, another one I'm reading live on the air. Okay. Give me one moment here. Just pulling that up. Hold on for a second. Kitty's being all fresh. I gotta squirt you with the water. They don't like the little squirt. You gonna be good? I'm a little squirt bottle. You don't like the squirt bottle. You gonna be a good boy? Huh? You gonna be a good boy? Be good. I don't know. I think he likes being squirted with the water here. It's because he swings from my curtains. That's why I have a squirt bottle. Okay. Alrighty. Next article. And I have these little memes that I found. This one is sometimes the best revenge is to smile, move on, and do nothing. The best revenge is no revenge. You know, easy answers, forward with life. The best revenge is no revenge. The added saying to that is about karma dishing out what someone else deserves or hopefully God lets you watch. I don't care of those that hurt me in the past that karma gets them or has gotten them. I'm more focused on things I'm doing in my life. Before social media, we just went with the flow and growing and just growing. Of course, some things I do, many can see and I have nothing to hide. It doesn't matter about the past, and even if people did hurt me in the past or any guy, I learned to keep focused on the here and now, what is going on in my life. I am content and I can breathe. People that come to see my life know I do not live with drama in my life, and those that are around me can also breathe easily too. My life doesn't really have much complications in it anymore, and I like that. Sometimes, well, besides the cat trying to crawl up the curtain while I'm trying to get, I'm going to squirt you. Be good. That's it. You're gonna, both of you is getting squirted. Get. They're like running around me. Go ahead, go play. Where did I leave off? Here we go. Sometimes life is better, and I learned quite a while ago to subtract and only add on with anyone that is going to add to my life and not take away from it. Going forward is easier than I ever thought. Advancement in my own life can happen, but I am the one that has to make it happen and no one else. If you want to become successful in your own life, you need to take steps to ensure your future, or if you don't, your future is basically going to be the same, like how your present is now and what you really want to have a better future in the first place. If you keep looking to see that other people are happy and it makes you angry, deep down inside there's something wrong with you. That means you are not happy, and thus you have made yourself unhappy because you're literally pissed off because people made their own way in life and became successful in their own way. I learned, and yes, repeating myself, that those that did me wrong, the best thing to do is to move on with my own flow and keep going. Even if the father future might be at a distance, and this is an example of my own life, I want six-pack abs. Now, granted, to get the six-pack abs, it will be in my father future, but here, and now I'm focused on the gym and going and working on defining my six-pack abs with exercise at the gym. Granted, nutrition is a big part too, but in the present, at least I'm taking steps to getting six-pack abs. Now, I know people have money. There are tons of shortcuts to get six-pack abs, like getting a stomach operation, Botox, liposuction, and many things. But the hard, continued work will have to fall to keep six-pack abs. I think, and what I'm doing is building up from the inside out. Yes, it is continued hard work, but in working hard to get six-pack abs, I'm happy to start seeing results after a month. Granted, I do see when I eat some junk food, my stomach does get a little bit bloated, but working it off with working out extra, I still, once in a while, can have a fun junk day, but I have to remember that I can't consume terrible foods or junk foods all the time because I'll never achieve the end results. So that was just a tiny example of what I'm focusing on, not worry about karma getting back and getting others and striking them down. Of course, going even further with getting my inner core stronger and not just a six-pack, getting into the best shape I can will help me while working on other things because I need a little bit of strength for things of what I want to do because I have to be more focused in things such as this, an example, swinging from a helicopter, ladder from a helicopter, and knowing this is going to have me be at my best. Granted, I do know that I will have to have some sort of harness attached to me while hanging from the helicopter, but I'll be dangling from the ladder with no one around me. The things in my life I may want to do is once again in the farther future, like swinging from a helicopter. Thus, I must work out in the present as much as I can so I can be ready in the farther future for things like swinging from a helicopter. So when people keep talking about karma, and I'm thinking karma has gotten people in my past, so what? Really, so what? I honestly don't care because here and now in my life, what I see in front of me doesn't matter. I get to love the things and people that are in my life because everything that involves in my circle helps ensure my future is something I never dreamed of. I'm thankful things happened to me in my past because I would have been stuck too, like so many people. I can't thank God and the universe enough for helping to grab my hand and saying, you will someday see the bigger picture. Well, here and now I finally see the big picture. There's a lot of warmth and the sun will be shining a lot brighter every day. How can I not be thankful for everything that has happened and everything that is happening at this very second? So I say, thank you, God. Thank you, universe. I indeed had many blessings that were disguised, and I didn't know it at times in my life that they actually were. So every day, I am very thankful. I will just keep going forward and never have to look back because I'd rather look up to see the sun which shines down upon me than to look back and only see shadows. Life is golden, no need for revenge. Happiness is satisfaction that comes when your life is golden. I most certainly will always want to stay that way. Okay, let's see. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to be reading some of the articles, playing some music. So I'm going to bring up a couple more, and I will be right back playing Feel by Laz and Kath at Triceptive Studios and by Crosby Tatum, and I will be right back. Yeah, let's dance a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, Laz Ritz, Cata B, Miss Smith and Envy, for little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptive Studios. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, love. I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, love. I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
A primetime player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one. I won. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do the tell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ah, ha. You just make me feel, feel. You just make me feel, feel.
And I'm back now, and what I'm doing is playing some music tonight. Once again, I do apologize. I will be getting some more guests for my show. I just kind of really, my phone, I've been dropping calls and stuff, so I don't want to work this hard and, you know, get someone on the air and then it just, like, drops. So there's something I don't want to do. So what I'm doing is playing some music, and what I'm doing is also reading some articles that I wrote on Hub Pages that have been featured. So the next one that I'm actually reading is called How to Breathe and how to have a truly good life. Things can be really simple in life, and life can be golden too. Today, I shall be a happier than a bird with a French fry. I enjoy life. I find out little things along the way. They are very simple. There are a few things I call my heaven. Two of them are mountains and the beaches. When I go to one of these two places, my energy feels good and I feel a little bit more balanced. So in thinking things very clearly, since I live on the East Coast, I want to move to a place that is warm all year round. So I think about California. I'm not tied down to anything or anyone, so in transition to California is going to be quite easy. I'm not taking any furniture. We'll just take clothes. So a move will happen very easy for me. I do have to do a few things before I do go out there. Moving to California is more of a way to see myself where I want to live for the rest of my life. Well, I'm lucky because with nothing tying me down, I can go. I think in life, if you don't do something you feel is really right and something that really feels pure in your heart, you might regret not doing it. To have real freedom is a beautiful, beautiful thing. There's also another thing in life, and that is keep seeking knowledge. Now, I'm not saying you got to sit in school but learn about life. The only way to do that is to experience it. So I think feeling the beaches on the West Coast with the sand between my toes may sound silly to people, but I think to see the big, vast ocean on the West Coast is something I want to take in with my own eyes. Smell the air, feel the warmth around me heated by the sun that surrounded the earth. I love those feelings that sometimes I just cannot explain. It is something that just makes me feel so good. Now, do you blame me? If something makes you feel that good, why not be around it more? Okay, so not everybody likes the same things I do, but if it is seriously a good, clear feeling, energy, then why not be around it more? If you have feelings that are truly that pure and feel more energized than something, it has to mean that it's right to be around. Once again, I just can't explain truly what it is that I feel, but it's a very cleansing feeling and feeling and freeing a feeling. I'm not sure if many people can feel these things, but I can tell you it's just a relaxing, happy feeling that makes me feel good. So of course I want to be around it more. Of course there are other types of things I love, and they are animals from the biggest to the smallest. I've heard that there is some sort of gland that releases this chemical in our brain when we see something cute, almost like what chocolate does for us. Mind you, I'm writing this so early in the morning, I should just Google what I'm talking about. But you all get it. Well, come on, I need some coffee to maybe think a little clearer, but hopefully you get what I mean about animals. Not everyone likes animals, that's okay, but I've always loved animals. Whenever I'm looking at little tiny birds, something about them that make me smile. I'm just a goofy big kid when it comes to animals. Maybe it's good to keep the kid inside of me and remember always the things that make me feel good. So back to move to California. I think it would be nice to live in a warmer climate because I think I just want to have a basic wardrobe. Flip-flop, short, either a bathing suit or t-shirt to live in for the rest of my life. Okay, so I got to have a good pair of shoes when going up a mountain. Basically, they say less is more. It is nice to have nice things, but it is something like a simple wardrobe means less worrying about what you're going to wear and more enjoyment with life. So to spend less time shopping, deciding what to wear in life, you actually get enjoy life more. To even wear less makeup and just wearing a bandana and throwing my hair back is nice. I mean, how much energy and concentration do we put into what we're going to wear and how much makeup we need to put on to present ourselves to the world? I do have makeup and such, and I do dress up for events, but still, I think the more simple our lives can be with little, the more time we have to do other things. Not everybody will live the life I have, and we are all different. I just wouldn't want to trade my life with anyone. I think I'm comfortable in my own shoes with my life, but hopefully all year round those shoes will basically be flip-flops. Let's see. Okay, how about a little bit of a little break? Let's see, I'm pulling up another article. This is Found My Way by Kodiak, and I'll be right back.
Sonic Peace.
Telling me how to feel, I got a real body girl, so I'm done with the feel. Ex-jock, but I still jock her. I ain't ashamed, I'm kinda proud, she's my doctor. She fixed my heart when I couldn't get a beat to start. Without her, I wouldn't have a beating heart. It's unexplainable, baby, take my words apart. I used to speak, but now I seem to hardly talk. Hushed tones, I'm staring at a work of art. Cause she the best, she the sun, she the sky, yeah. She the moon, she the star, she my energy. Here I'm never tired, cause baby, you the best in here. I put it on my mama, y'all all I ever need. A winning lotto number, and 50 feels of green. One of the prettiest things that I've ever seen. Someone tell me I'm dreaming, cause I don't wanna leave. Birthday cake, I wanna make a wish, make it last forever. I know the good times fade, prepare for stormy weather. You my guiding light, and yeah, you're with forever. I can't predict, don't wanna fight the feeling. Yeah, everything I ever missed, everything I'm needing. Vampire attack, and yo, I guess I'm bleeding. I give her all for you, baby girl, there's no retreating. I'm on the front line, I'ma hold it down. Cause I'm the dude that wouldn't ever let you down. And if I ever did, I would apologize. Cause you know I'm not the mother guy.
Alrighty, and I'm back again, and that song that I just played was Found My Way by Kodiak, and what I'm doing is reading my Hub articles tonight, and once again, I do apologize, I will be getting more guests on the show. Next one I'm looking to see, oh good, the kitties are now calming down after I chased them around a little bit with some water going, I'm going to squirt you if you're not going to be good, so big kitty is laying on my lap, and the other one's near my butt, little stinker, you can tell he's a little boy near my butt. Making noises. Okay, here we go. And I actually took pictures of up here in Maine, a couple of the oceans, the mountains, and Fort Williams, where the two lights, where the lighthouses. It's a couple of my places I call heaven. And do not mind what others. Hey, what are you doing? Scratching me up. Do not mind what others think. Live your life like the world was going to end tomorrow. Like the way your life is going, then keep going. Okay, pulling up the article. I must be a little tired here. In my own life, I speak for myself when I say this mostly. I learned it doesn't matter one bit what anyone says. Social media is nothing but a bunch of keyboard warriors that are nothing but a bunch of people that have their panties in a bunch or maybe someone peed in their Cheerios in the morning at breakfast time. If you're working hard at things you're doing and in your life you're enjoying what you're doing, it will never matter what anyone says about you. The world has come to know that the term's keyboard warriors, and it's very, very laughable. Need not stress over keyboard warriors on social media because the best thing to do is shut off your computer and do something for yourself. Maybe go see a film or get an ice cream. In life, I learned sometimes happiness pisses people off, but know what? I honestly don't care. My own life, my own bed, I get up every morning, my life is surely but slowly changing into the life I've always wanted. You know why? Because of determination and persistence, not giving up and just keep going. Actually, one of my favorite places is the fitness center and working. But actually, in my past, my life wasn't so great, and yes, it was my own fault because of things I choose to do and some people who I was around. So I had to take out the trash. I cleaned house, and now there's a much clearer energy in air that I like to breathe on a daily basis. If I can get to other places that have very good energy, I will go. There's nothing like feeling sun in higher places with less people around you. With less people around, or if you know the famous man who once was here on Earth, Bruce Lee, who said, be like water, which I take into my own perspective and go to the water, the beach. I enjoy things that I enjoy, and no one can take that away from me. I learned to love and let it grow, and a lot of it is strictly platonic loves that have grown and blossomed and will always be part of my beautiful goddamn extended family and friends. Sometimes when you make friends, they do become extended family members, and sometimes they accept the silliest sides and crazy sides of you, and you feel good. Many times in life, you have to go through many bumps, and sometimes you in a wash machine stuck on the spin cycle that has you up against that instead of the wall, the wash machine that keeps you stuck to the wall. Once you become unstuck from the wall and get out of the void of the vicious spin cycle, that you indeed will feel like you're soaring higher than ever soared before. When I get up in the morning, very happy. I can't say that all my good days are always good and have off days, and if I didn't admit that, then I would look like I was full of something. But now, the good days outweigh the bad days, and I think now maybe it is 90% of the time now that I'm happy in the present. I don't care if you pay me $1 trillion. I would never want to go back to the past because the present is just way too divine, like a chocolate dessert that you savor and can't wait to devour with cream and a cherry on top. Life now is all dessert, then I get to have it every single day. Mostly I believe the goodness in the good days because they help you to forget the ones from before that gave you trouble and you feel good. I like this feeling, and I like it a lot. I accept the future, and it will bring in my life. I can't predict the future. All I know is in my life at this moment, this present time is golden, and I'm a free spirit. I like to feel the wind beneath the sun at the beach and seeing the sights when hiking up a mountain, where the higher I go, I feel like I've reached up the heavens and can feel like I'm touching the stars in the skies. There's so much beauty in the world, but we just have to really seriously open up our eyes to see it and open up our senses to feel the beauty feeling I feel. Each and every opportunity I get in life, I'm going to grab it. And so I'll take the bull by the horns and take it for a ride. If I fall off the bull, I'll get back up and take another ride and never look back. Never turn around to look back, keeping looking ahead and keep focusing on the future. You know how I know this works? Because I do this every single day. It was just like I turned on a switch and my life changed. When you don't care what anyone says, life is good. This is how life became good for me because I didn't care anymore. They said the best revenge is in life is not taking revenge, but actually living a good life. Well, I guess then this is indeed the good life for me. Okay, let's see. I'm pulling up another article, and it does look like, huh. Oh, I think I have a caller. Hold on for one moment. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
May I ask where my pizza is, please? I
ordered
it.
Joe.
Oh, you got me. Why can't you just let me go through with the joke? And
what are you supposed to be, Adam Sandler?
I don't know. I was trying to be an Englishman, but I wasn't given enough time to really perfect the accent.
You know what you sounded like?
What?
You sounded like Little Nicky. You ever see that movie with Adam Sandler? I think it was one of his worst movies, but it was called Little Nicky. He was like the son of the devil, and he was like, you just sounded like Little Nicky.
No, I didn't see that. I'm not an Adam Sandler fan. His jokes are a little bit too infantile.
Well, I like some of his stories are cute when he's starring with Drew Barrymore.
Uh-huh. Well, now I like her. Mm.
Yeah. When he's doing movies with Drew Barrymore, that's the kind of movies that I like when he's actually working with her. For some reason, those movies are really cute.
You know what? I'd like to meet a girl like Drew Barrymore, if not Drew Barrymore herself, because she seems to go for guys that have a sense of humor. And I like that in a woman, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, she's such a good actress. I mean, people think of her probably as just a smiling little face that appeared in the David Letterman show. But when she does some serious acting, she can be a femme fatale. She can be a comedian. She can be the normal girl next door. She's a good actress.
Yeah, she's very sweet. I mean, I think it's because she went through so much at a young age that
mm-hmm.
she came out good afterwards. You know, it's like when you hear her life story, it's like, oh, my gosh. But she stayed, you know, she just worked it through, and look at how her life is now. And I give her a lot of credit because, you know, she grew up in the limelight, and she went through, you know, if you know about her story, she drank a lot when she was younger and stuff, and
uh-huh.
she worked through that, and look where she is today. And she just seems very sweet.
Like what you're saying, think about the background. She was born into the Hollywood dynasty, the Barrymores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, Lionel Barrymore, to me, is the best actor America ever produced, better than Brando, better than Pacino. I think Lionel Barrymore is the actor. Then I think after him, a close second would be maybe Brando. I think James Caan actually did Brando better than Brando. And I think James Dean was really good. I think James Dean would be number two. But plus, her father, John Barrymore, he was somebody that was just unstable, you know. So,
and you would think that it would have an opposite effect. You think that, like, being in Hollywood, you would, like, you'd want to be a little bit more stricter, I think, with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't say. I've never lived that lifestyle. I don't know. But I think nowadays, I think that you know, like, with children, everything's more, I think, more awareness nowadays with kids nowadays. I think it's a little bit different than years ago. I mean, still, kids can go wild, but I think some parents in Hollywood, they're starting to get more stricter with their kids. They're trying to bring them up right.
I hope so, because if you ever read, you know what, there's a website, and on the website there are people who contribute articles about the lifestyles of people, the celebrities in Hollywood. And when you read them, it's like, the 15 celebrities who killed people, and I'm not making that up.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, yes, you mean like, oh, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, you know, if someone was drunk or something, they said they run them over. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I probably won't. I know. And it's
right.
Just like it's shocking. But I think the thing is, though, I think being with people like the stunt community, a lot of people in martial arts, they have a lot of, they have a good head on their shoulders. There's
mm-hmm.
a difference, I think. I think in the action world, believe it or not, you know how people say about some of those action films, they're stupid or something. I mean, I love action films, but reality is some of the people, the actors, that are in those acting films, they're more grounded than a lot of people in Hollywood, even though they're working in a Hollywood film, that they really are.
Well, I can see that, because if you're in Hollywood, it's like being a politician. If you're a politician, you're walking down the halls of the corridors of power. So before you got to D.C., what were you? You were somebody trying to be a senator or a congressman, right? You really didn't have that much authority. All of a sudden, you are a senator. You can fart, and everybody will say, oh, that fart smells so good. Because now... Yeah, that's what will happen, because now all of a sudden you think you're God. Same thing in Hollywood, you know. You're a nobody. You're waiting tables on Friday, and on Saturday you get a break, and now you think that you're God or a goddess. So when that happens to your head, you start thinking you're above the law. You're above normal community restrictions. So, yeah. So if you're not really a star yet, but if you're really working in Hollywood as a stunt person or as maybe a double or something like that, I can see you being more grounded. But I don't know, Shelley. I have a feeling if you ever became a star, you'd be one real biatch. You know that?
No, people would kick my butt. No, I have too many. No, I swear to God, they'd be like taking me and kicking me. They're like, no, I have, you know what I'm saying? Like people, especially my circle's gotten smaller. And I mean, I have acquaintances and stuff, but in my close circle, I cleaned house. I really did. And I just like, I don't let a lot of people in my close circle. And it's for good reasons. It's for good measures because, you know, I'm working hard on things. And it's not like I'm not using a guy, I'm not sleeping with guys to get to the top. I'm working my butt off, and I'm even looking into other things, and it's like getting a better job, becoming a certified fitness trainer, and it's like that's going to take money to be certified. It's like there's things that I'm thinking of, not just like with films, but, you know, even to move out to California, it's not even to think of the films. I don't want to be in Maine anymore. I don't like the winters here. I don't like winters on the East Coast. I want to be, okay, this is my perfect place to have them because I love the beaches, I love the mountains, but I don't like the cold.
Oh, Malibu, here you come. I know.
Oh, yes. I've been pitching this. You know what I've been doing? When I go out to California, I'm going to make this a lot easier. I've been getting rid of trash bags and stuff. I don't live in a big, huge place, so every week I've been getting rid of stuff. So
right.
When it's time for me to go, when I'm ready to go, I'm just bringing clothes. I'm not bringing any furniture. I got two cats, and I got to figure out how to get them out there, but all I'm going to have is clothes. I'm not bringing no bed or nothing. So it's going to be a very easy move to get out there. So, you know, I'm working on things myself, like as a fitness trainer. And I'm also thinking of designing, like, a program where, you know, people nowadays in society, the way the society is programmed, I keep trying to say, you know, help to, like, deprogram your mind, because a lot of people, believe it or not, are afraid to go to the gym, or for whatever reason, I'm thinking, you know what, I should design a program where it's called pre-workout workout to get people in a more positive way before they, like, to get them into moving into a gym or a fitness center. And imagine doing it out on the beach, because there's so many people, I think, are afraid of working out. I really, really, truly believe that. And if I start something where people feel more comfortable, like a pre-workout workout, that's going to help people. Because some people, they don't know. They don't know about working out. And that's why I said there's a lot of studying to do. There's so much studying to do. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, just to know the body. And, like, you know, you have to know about nutrition and, you know, stuff that I've gone through myself where I think it'll be a good example to show people. Because next month I'll be turning 44, which I'm not saying I'm old, but I went through this thing where I was stupid. I did something stupid. This was a couple years ago, and I was fooling around. I fell. Now, I didn't do this on a sunset. It was like fooling around, and I snapped, I popped my MCL, what is it called? I want to be a fitness trainer. I can't even think. MCL, the one that's on the left inside of my knee. I tore that, and when I fell, it was a big pop, and I go, what is that noise? And then I found out, and I didn't have money to get surgery. So for one full year, I was walking with a limp. I had wrapped up, not a lot of people knew this, but from my hip to past my knee, my leg was wrapped up over a year. It was really painful. Mm-hmm. So working through the pain, I mean, the first 3 days when that happened, I was in bed for 3 days. I go, that's it. Everything's all done. I was like, oh, my God. And I was just sitting there going, what the hell am I going to do? So I worked through the pain, and I had gained while I was waiting for it to, like, have my leg you know, walk without a limp because I couldn't even bend it. Mm-hmm. I had gained 63 pounds. It could have been a little bit more, but what I did is after my leg got better, it took a while, like I said, worked through the pain, started walking, I lost the 63 pounds. And then one of the fitness centers where I'm working, I'm like talking about it and recording myself in the gym where I'm getting my own six-pack. And I'm doing everything. I'm not doing a stomach operation. I'm not doing liposuction. I'm not doing Botox or steroids. Anything. All I'm doing is working out. And I know I have to increase. I got to get more money to eat more food. This is why I want to get a better job, because it's like I got to eat. You got to eat. You got to eat, like, not junk food. And it's like I know for a fact, I know that junk food is not, like, something should be your massive staple, like going to McDonald's and stuff like that. There's easy ways to, like,
right.
It's not a lot of, you know, I've learned from other people, you can get lentils, which is a good source of protein and fiber. You can have a big bowl of that. I mean, it's just, like, it's common sense on what to eat. And I know, like, everybody's body chemistry is different. You could eat something that's a normal food, but I wouldn't be able to eat because I know my body chemistry. It would make me sick. So it's like there's normal foods that you can, you know what I'm saying? You got to know your own body chemistry. And I think that's another thing, too, is like people look to see how other people have programs and working out, and they think a program's going to work for them, but it's like trial and error. See what works for yourself. And then once you find what works for you, then stick with that. No matter what anybody says, if you feel comfortable in doing something like some workout program, that's what you should stick with, what you feel comfortable, what's working for you. And that's what I'm thinking of working on. So I says, if I'm doing this stuff and working on myself, and then if I become a fitness trainer, people are going to be like, oh, my God, you went through all that, and then you're certified. I think people would relate to it more because I did gain all that weight. Like, I gained weight 2 times in my life. The first time, like, really big time, I was in an unhappy relationship, and that's when I gained all the weight. And when the relationship, it was like, it was, I, even on the day after the relationship ended many years ago, I didn't even sit around. What I did is I didn't keep nothing. I threw everything away. And it's like, I said, that very next day, I got up and it was like, I went out and I was having the time of my life. And then I says, okay, I went into a JoJo, lost, you know, I went to a martial arts place. I trained in capoeira for a little while, just, you know, basic stuff because I wanted to learn. That's what I, you know, I wanted to learn Jeet Kune Do. I couldn't find a place, so that's why I decided on capoeira. So I lost all the weight. So the next time I had gained all the weight was because of the injury. So 2 times in my life, I've taken off the weight from working out and actually, you know, now this time around I'm eating better. So it's like doing those things in my life and try to pass it on to other people and talking of my stories, I think that's going to help out people. I mean, don't you think that would be a good positive thing, someone going through something and having people going, wow, you lost all the weight, 63 pounds, it took a while. But if I can do it, you know, I'm just an ordinary person that has crazy ideas, but don't you think that that would help somebody in the long run, too, that think that they you know,
if
they can't walk?
Yeah, if you marketed it properly, yeah, it would. Because then it would lend credibility. You'd be able to show people before and after pictures. You wouldn't be somebody, you know, it's like ever get dating advice from some beautiful chick, right? And you're asking yourself, look, you know, you're 5'7", 145 pounds. You never had a problem with boys in your life. And you're going to give men advice on how to pick up women. What are you, nuts? You know, so yeah. So if you lost the weight, you gained the weight, you lost the weight. Plus, I also think that the idea of the pre-workout workout, I don't think there's a niche for that. I think maybe you could really exploit that. So if you market yourself,
well, not, but it's like being truthful. I think people are tired of all these gimmicks where this is something being truthful. And it's like I really went through that by, you know, I mean, I had people that were like teachers and stuff. I have a teacher and it's like other people around me. They're like, no, Shelley, you can do that. They pushed me. And now it's like I'm on my path because of these people that came into my life. I know that no matter where I go in California, they're all going to be inside of me. And I'll be like, you know, my teacher, I have this teacher, you might not know him, I call him Z. It's the easiest way to say his name is Z. And he's taught me so much. And because of him, believe me, he has, man, I just wish that somebody would give him his school like $1 million or something because he's helped out so many people. It's unbelievable. He started me on this path. I didn't see it at first. I could not see this, but it's like it's just like it's just hit me. And you know when it hit me? This you're going to laugh. You know, I've always got a story for you. You're going to laugh about this. Are you ready? Okay.
Okay.
A couple months ago, I just was like, you know, I said, F it. I said, I'm going to do this song called Frozen. I do lip sync videos, which are crazy. I can't really sing I Would Break Windows. I do karaoke and stuff, but now I do on YouTube. I make these crazy videos when I talk and stuff like that. So I lip synced the song Frozen, and I didn't care. I was just like, instead of saying let it go, I was like, F it all, F it all. I don't care. That's why F. So that's what I'm really saying. So that's, I mean, I was lip singing to that song. I don't give a flying F. After that, there was some sort of switch inside of me. I don't know what it was. I go, man, this song from Frozen, Let It Go, was magical. Because it's exactly what happened. I'm sitting there going, wow, I feel like, what's it, Maria from West Side Story? I feel pretty.
Oh, I feel pretty. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Don't ask me to sing, but something inside of me, I don't know what it is. It just exploded. It's just like, I was like, man. And right now, it says, I know things will happen. I know things will happen because...
You know what I think happened?
What?
I think it made you overcome your shyness because you're always shy. You never like to talk to people.
Me? I don't think so, Joe. You know why that movie Frozen is good? You know why? And it's like, I think you should watch it. You know why? You're going to probably go, Shelly, why would I watch a Disney flick with two chicks in it? No, the reason why, this is basically, some people say, and I can't believe that film is so stupid. The thing is, you know how a lot of Disney films, they show that the woman, even in nowadays or whatever, she's going to have the man rescue her, and she becomes weak and stuff like that. So here the movie Frozen is about two sisters, right? Now, even though the younger sister wants to help the older sister who's, like, has this problem with this magic and freezes everything and doesn't know what to do, so people ask her and want to get her. So what she does is a point in the movie Frozen, right, and she makes a decision instead of just being with the guy. What true love is, it's not just being with a significant other. There are many different loves, like platonic loves. She chose her sister. She sacrificed her life, you know, like her spirit, and she got frozen for her sister's life. Because it says, like, you know how they say about true love's kiss or whatever, this and that?
Yeah.
What happened was she stood in front of this bad thing, and she got frozen instead of the other sister. So it shows
that
it's true.
Well, you know what the saying goes.
You know
how the saying is, there's no greater love than a man who puts down his life for his fellow man. So that's what she did for her sister.
Yeah, but you know how it broke the curse thing or whatever when she was frozen? Because the sister was sad, and it showed it's true love. It may be strictly platonic, and it's like, I think that's what we also have to show, because everybody's like, the thing that I believe about love, you know, people say, oh, my better half. The thing is, I believe we are complete whole. Because it's like, why can't you have a better half as a person? You have a good half, bad half, whatever.
Yeah.
And the person that comes into your life, your significant other, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the icing on the cake. That's an addition to your life. It's adding. So, you know, that's like, you can have your cake and eat it too. That's the icing on the cake. So, you know, you're already a whole person. You're not half. You're not like, you know, you got a whole body. You know, your heart is whole. It's just adding. I mean, when people say, oh, my better half.
Yeah, but what I think you're leading to is that a person is not, you don't need another person to be complete. I'm going to disagree with you. Okay.
Well, no, it's like you say, you know, it's like I feel completed as a whole being. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't feel half. I don't feel like my other half is missing. I don't believe that. I believe that the person that's going to come into life and finally be with me
is going to
add to my life, because I wanted to find out for myself. I wanted to be a whole person first, because people get into relationships, right, and they're not even whole. They're like broken or whatever, and they go from relationship to relationship, or they can't live without a man or something like that. It's like, it's okay. It's like, don't get me wrong, I don't mind a guy paying for a date or something like that. I don't mind that, but how can, like, it's like with everything that goes
Here's
on in the world, everything's like, you know.
Mean. Here's what they mean. Look.
Okay, explain.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying that a person shouldn't think of themselves as being totally incomplete, and they absolutely need somebody in order for them to become a whole person. What you're saying is a person should be completely whole, and then when another person comes in, then it's one addition to another addition. I get what you're saying. But here's what other people are saying when they say that. Because I happen to believe in this. I happen to believe that, you know, you're not going to die if you don't really find true love, okay? But when true love, I'm talking about true love. I'm not talking about, well, puppy love is very intense. That's very, to me, puppy love
is lust. It's more like lust. I think what you're talking about is a lust puppy love. Okay,
but
going.
But when you're an adult, and what people need, when you really do become whole, now think of it, you're whole. You've got all that you really, really want because you've made it to whatever particular limits, milestones that you've wanted to achieve, you've gotten it. Now you want to share that with another person. But if that other person isn't there, you're not feeling complete. That's my definition. You are feeling it. You're feeling yourself. You love yourself in the non-narcissistic way. And now you really need somebody to say, oh, my God, I'm so glad you're here because now I can give to you what I have. And that other person can give back what they have. That, to me, is that particular type of completion. Now, if you don't get it, you can feel content. But my particular philosophy is that if you do get it, you are feeling ecstatic. You are feeling there's nothing better, nothing, than finding that one particular really true significant other because now you are whole. You've got that person that you want to share with. That's my philosophy.
Yeah. Well, it has to come out of, like, something like, I think it's better to, like, start off where no one's in a relationship and you're actually, you know, you're starting where maybe someone's dating or something like that. But if you're already in a relationship, maybe you should end it before going into another relationship. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just like that's what I think. But, you know, nowadays it's like, see, for me, from what, like, you know, it's something where I think I don't think I have to date a lot of guys to validate my womanhood, but it seems like, I don't know, maybe with men, the thing that with my experience right now, I'm not saying I'm a beauty queen or anything like that, but I've dated guys that were just regular guys, and they're just like, you know, some would have a little bit of a pot belly or whatever, and it's like, you know, they're not like perfect models. I mean, I just found attractive, and they'd be like, they'd want this perfect woman. And it's like, I think this does have men and women where, you know, someone that doesn't work out and they want this perfect, beautiful person, but they're not working towards anything on themselves. And I'm just like, well, how can you expect to have that from another person if you're not working on yourself? That's like with anything. Do you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like, how can you expect that? And it's like, because I've been told, like, a couple of guys as well, I don't want to be with you because you're not beautiful enough for me. And I'm like, really? And the funny thing is,
when they had
like,
a pot belly, they were balding, or they weren't exactly
Some guy or something would be with me because of one thing or another, and I'd be like, be there for them, and it's like, okay, you know, being there when no one else was, and it's like, they want to move on. But the thing is, it just seems like funny because, you know, there's so much karma that gets people like from past things, and I'm just like, wow. It's like, when I hear these things,
there's a lot
I'm just
of things
like,
that enter into relationships that ruin it. Emotional baggage, for one thing.
Yes. Well, you know, I do not like to keep any like exes as friends. That's one thing I really don't. I know people can, but for me personally, it's like,
but get rid of them. That's your prerogative.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, why do I, like, if I'm not with someone, right, for whatever, if they didn't want to be with me because they're trying to choose another girl, and it's like, do you think I'd really want to, like, have that guy that I possibly could, like,
oh,
like,
I think
right?
I know where
and
you're
they,
going with this.
You know, and it's like,
I
and then they would call me
this.
And
yeah,
complain about
other
women. Now, why would I want that? I says, okay, you don't want to be with me, but you want to call me and talk about all the women that are breaking your heart. Why would I want to hear that crap? And then the guy's like, well, we can't be friends. I'm like, no, because I don't want you to call me up and tell me about your, you know, I treated you good, and then it's like, you're going to sit there and tell me about, you know, it's like, why would I want
what you're
that?
Doing,
I'm
what you're
on
doing,
my life.
I know, what you're doing is right, and there are people who will take the other stance. They will say, yeah, you can call me. Neither stance is right nor wrong. It just is. You have a right not to have somebody that you broke up a relationship with to be in your life. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing, you know, right with it. It just is. Nobody can condemn you for that. Just the same as if a girl or a guy doesn't mind talking to their exes. Nobody can say one is better than the other. You don't want to be bothered with some clown who's calling you for advice when at the time when you were either in a relationship or dating that they didn't offer the right things. So you're right in saying, and even though I'm sure you didn't do it cruelly unless the guy was an asshole, but if you probably said, hey, you know what, Bobby, it's nice that you've got somebody now, but I'm not your psychiatrist. You can't call me.
You get it. No, this is what guys do, and it's like, why? It's like people, I don't know if I want to say rely on me or something to lend an answer, and I'm like, I don't care. I says, I wish you well, you know, in your own life, but I don't know if it's something that they miss from me, and I'm just like, well, you had that, and now it's like, it's like they don't want to admit that they kind of, like, miss me, like it's because of their pride or whatever, and I'm like, you know what? I wish you well, really, really wish you well. I've moved on because right now, as I'm speaking to you, I'm very happy in this time of life. I've never, Joe, honest to God, this is the happiest I've ever been in my whole entire life. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is, it's like knowing myself, what really seeing this, like I said, that song Frozen for something, it just clicked, and I'm seeing like everything just expanded, like my head exploded or something. I'm like, oh my gosh, like everything was like, wah! Like angels were singing to me or something. And I was sitting there going, I get it. I really, really get it. What people were telling me for the past couple of years, like my teacher Z and everyone, it's like all of a sudden I got everything and what it was like, oh my God, I get it. And they're like, you don't see the bigger picture, everything. And what had happened, oh, by the way, if you hear a cat screaming, that's the kitten.
Then it's yours.
So okay. Just listen. It's like, if you have some, I'm sorry about that because he's like, I want some attention. He might be jealous of you. Get out of the window. Don't you swing on those curtains. Get out. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, he doesn't want attention. Yeah.
No, yeah. I got to get this.
As soon as you picked up the phone, he probably asked you, is that Joe again? Get rid of him.
Yeah, because he's a little boy kid. I was like, you little stink turd. I was like swinging for my curtains. I was like, too bad you didn't see my YouTube thing because it's like you'll sing a cat kitten from swinging from the curtains. That's what he's at. He's like a little ninja. I've never had a boy kitten. What the heck was I talking about? Here I am. I'm rambling on. I was going to say something about relationships or something like that. But
no, you were talking about when guys were calling you that maybe they miss you.
Yeah.
That's why they call you for one particular, because there's an aspect of your personality that they really like. But now they got a girlfriend who was giving them some sort of difficulty, or maybe they can't figure her out, and they want your advice. Yeah, that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, I really, you know, it's something where, it's, like I said, I wish guys well, and it's like, I'm happy at this point, at this present time, I'm very happy and going forward. And you know what? I'm very thankful for God, universe, whatever it was. They subtracted subtraction, people and things from my life, and now it's been adding addition. I like the math from the universe because I would never be in the mind frame of moving out to California and being stuck in the snow on the East Coast for the rest of my life. Because everybody's like, a lot of people I know gone out to California because of films and stuff, and I was like, I made a lot of friends now out in California, the stunt community, and a lot of, you know, even girlfriends. I made quite a few girlfriends out there, and the one reason is it isn't just because of the films, because I'm going to have a job to support me. And it's not the fact of having the biggest place. It's the fact of not having to deal with the code anymore, because my basic wardrobe, flip-flop, shorts, and I'm looking forward. I was looking at this bikini, Joe, because I've been working out. I'm trying to get my six-pack, and I'm like sitting here going, I saw this bikini with dragons on it. I was like, that's my bikini.
No,
so
that's
when
for
I
you.
Got there,
that's
I was like, yes, it had dragons on it. I was like, it might not be as small as that, but it's something where I'm going to get a bikini, and I'm going to be sitting on the West Coast with my toes in the sand, and I'm going to have little shorts on, you know, just to
this
is
and you know what else you're going to have?
What?
You're going to have Mai Tais. You're going to have other shorts with Jackie Chan on them. Uh-huh. And you're going to be a walking advertisement for Jackie Chan.
Man, I have to find, when I get out to the West Coast, I'm going to have to find his star on the Walk of Fame. I have to look up his star. I'm going to be, like, hugging his star. I'm going to have someone, I don't know who I'm going to have out there, like, I'm gonna have somebody
take the a fucking YouTube video of you doing that.
I'm gonna be like, no, because everything the Chinese. Well, they don't call it the Chinese Man Theater. They call it something else now. There's another name for it, but I'm gonna still call it the Chinese Man Theater when I get out there. I'm gonna be hugging the theater. There's all these crazy things I'm gonna do. I'm gonna hug Jackie Chan star. I'm gonna be hugging the Chinese Man Theater. Do you know how many things I'm going to be hugging when I get out there? It's like, people are going to look at me really weird. They're going to be like, what the heck
YouTube
is she doing?
I want to see the videos of that. I want to see that. And I want to see you get certified and have you run those videos inside your studio. Here, come down. Lie down, Mr. Jones. I want to show you a video of me hugging the Jackie Chan star. Now, that's right. Sit down. Lay down. That's very good.
I mean, there's so much, Joe, there's so much out there. It's not just the films and stuff, but there's the martial arts museum. There's so many things to do with the stunt community that's out there they don't have here, that it's like there's so much things out there that I would love. That's part of, like, stuff that I would love to see. I says, I've got to get out there. One way or another, it's like just to see out there. But the thing is, since I'm not tied, I don't have any children. I don't own a house or anything like that. You know, and it's like, I'm not tied to anybody. I'm not tied to any guy. I'm not tied to any kids or anything like that. I can still get up and I can say, listen, you know, after the few things I do here in Maine, I'm going to go out to California. And it's like, I'm going to have the girls, like my friend Melissa and Debbie, I says, we're going to run on the beach. You guys are going to videotape this. And it's like, I'm saying, it's like, one of the first things when I do out there, I'm going to run for waves. When I get out there, I'm going to be like, you know, I'm going to be like a big little kid. Because not that I haven't been to the oceans, but the oceans on the East Coast, I've only been to Florida a couple of times, but the oceans here, they're freezing in the summer. So it's kind of like, I want to go to the West Coast. I want to be barefoot, shorts, bikini, and go la da da, you know, like running on the beach, like, what's that movie with Bo Derek?
Ten.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm gonna put
the
little
Don't forget to wear some dreadlocks, all right? Your hair's long enough. You can actually put them in some dreadlocks. All right.
They're not dreadlocks. They're braids. They're braids with little beads. I used to do that, though. I wish, I mean, seriously, I was like, I cannot wait. I am so psyched. Seriously, do you see how happy I am? Because all the crap that I went through my past life, look at how happy I am. I'm so hyper, and I'm just looking forward to the day where my feet, my tootsies are in the sands in California. I cannot wait. I'm so pumped. I'm so excited, and I'm like, I think I got to pee.
Well, okay.
Well, no, you don't have to leave. It's just like I get so excited. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay. Good. Happy fist. I think on that note that I'm going to let you to your ecstasy here, the biological explanation of what you're doing right now. All right. So I'm glad that you're finding another place in your life so that I'm not talking about the physical place. I'm talking about the psychological place. So let me let you go.
You know.
All right?
All right, Joe. Well,
okay.
You call anytime. It was nice to hear from you.
All right. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. It's always these crazy stories with Joe. Oh, my God. It's just so funny. Ever since I've done the show, I just called at the clear blue. I don't know who this guy is, but he's always been very polite. And he just calls out of the clear blue. Have the awesome, awesome talks with him and stuff like that. He doesn't have a Facebook page or anything. I would have friended him by now. But, you know, some people just don't do social media. But he's really funny. So I think he's kind of cool. You know, we always end up listening, always talking about Rocky and stuff. But let's see. I'm wheezing here. I get so excited. So I was opening up the hub pages, too. What the heck was the last one that I read? Well, and the cat, what are you doing? Get here. You want a toy? Here. Go ahead, Rocky. Little kitten. Gotta love him. First time I've ever had a boy cat. Yeah, man, he's such a little stinker. But when he's sleeping, and it's like, he's attacking this toy, what people don't see. Maybe someday with the radio show, I'll have, you know, a video going someday so people can see, but he's still a kitten right now. Who knows? Maybe he'll calm down, but he's such a stinker. Anyway, I'm going to pull up, let's see. I like to play, let's see, what song do I want to play right now? I'm going to play, Glow by Kodiak and Laura Lee, and I'll be right back.
yeah, baby, now I'm in the zone.
And I'm back here. Time does go by fast. So I'm reading some of my articles from Hub Pages, and they get featured on the site there. I will be getting, you know, guests and stuff on my show, so I wanted to read now when you truly love yourself, magic will start to happen. Love always comes first, and everything else will fall. There's a mem with Lucille Ball, love yourself first, and everything else falls in line. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. Accepting and loving yourself is truly a beautiful way to be. Excuse me. We should be able to love ourselves truly and unconditionally first. The reasons why we should love ourselves first is because then truly beautiful people and beautiful things and beautiful will occur in our lives. And now when we love ourselves first, then real love will come into our lives. Everybody thinks that a significant other is going to fill a void of some love. But if you truly sit back and get to know yourself first, and then you will never be able to survive alone and be strong. You first need to step back and breathe and discover yourself and who you are. This in return will bring real magic into your life. When you love yourself unconditionally, accept flaws, faults, mistakes, or anything you once thought of something negative, it is only a part of you, and mostly mistakes are only learning experiences because more than likely you learn from them. If you decide to flip the magical switch like I did, you are indeed going to become happy for no reason at all. In life, you have your own free will, and you get to choose what you want to do with your own life. Each step you take along your path, along your journey, you may once in a while may have someone to help guide you and help you to stay on your path. Sometimes if you travel alone on your path, it is because you need the time to reevaluate your own life and take it into perspective that there are changes that are coming. You should take the chances that lay in front of you. If you don't take any chances in life, you might sit back and regret those decisions and look back in the future at your past and feel remorse for yourself and what you would probably want to kick yourself in the butt. Life can sometimes be a magical time, but you need to open your eyes and all senses and be aware of things that can help change your life. Sometimes it could something really small that could prove to be a big turnaround in your life, but you won't regret it. Filling your life with more knowledge and wisdom by not wanting to stop learning to grow is a very magical thing also. If you have a thirst or a hunger to keep wanting to learn about anything in life, never stop that thirst, that hunger, and always consume good things and good thoughts so your inner self can feel much more accomplished at the end of the day. So when you get up in the next morning, you're ready to keep learning. There's so much magic in this world, but sometimes we just get caught up with so many things we forget those beautiful moments in our lives that makes our lives feel special. If in a time we get lost or confused, all we have to do is to think of those magical moments in our own lives that are special, and more than likely that is going to bring a smile on our face and that will brighten any of our darkest days. Yes, there may be many times in life when it seems like it's raining all the time. But even flowers and living things need the rain to help them grow, survive, and thrive. Once we learn how to go beyond just surviving and just like we are just existing, by turning around and think it's better to thrive than just to survive, our lives will get better. Why do we have to think in this day and age that we get up in the morning, we just go to work, and that's all there is in life? We need to break out those programmed thoughts. We need to break out of these programmed thoughts that have been pushed upon us since we were children. We need to build up awareness and our greatest potential that have inside of ourselves. People really can't see how great we really can be. Yet the people that can see their greatest potential inside, sometimes other people that are around these people that discover their great potential, the other people around these people will try to knock those people down with great potential. The reason for those people that knock down other people's great potential in life is because they're very angry and miserable with themselves because of the decisions that they made in their lives and look at regret of things and stuff they never will do with their lives, so they knock other people down. The best thing for people with a great potential is to recognize that there is the magic that needs to be recognized within themselves and need to grab hold of every opportunity and take it. If need be, people that have this magic inside of themselves need to cast out those people that want to knock them down and keep on going with their lives. Once they do that, they will never have to see these unhappy, miserable people ever again, and the people with the magic inside of themselves will become successful in their way. This is how you will achieve ultimate happiness in your life. You love yourself enough to know you have the greatest potential that is very magical, and that will bring more beauty and fulfillment into your life. Your growth depends on you and yourself. You have to try and reach out to the universe and keep asking for the universe to bring you the help you deserve so that your life will be bestowed with better decision-making and your own fairy tale will come true. Happy endings do happen, but that is only if you believe in the power of magic that's inside of your soul that will bring forth a glorious life that you never thought would quite happen. This can happen. All you got to do is love yourself first and just believe all these things will work out for yourself. Oh, boy. Man, I just still got to work on, you know, getting a better phone. That's for sure. I definitely got to work on getting a better phone so that I can make sure that the calls don't drop for my yes. Let's see. Did I play? Okay. This next song, I'm going to play a couple of songs. I'll be back. It's Heartbeat by Kodiak, and I'll be back. I'll be playing a couple of songs, and I'll be back.
Is it love or lust? You don't like me. I don't really care. It's chemistry, man. Yeah. I seen you when you stepped in. Couldn't understand that sex is your weapon. Party the aggression. I need to have a session. Privately impossible. Haters ain't an obstacle. Girls in his arsenal. Mind, I ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do. Say what you gotta say. Sound piece analysis. Heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic. Say I'm a beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate. Got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs. Just get to love. You the type of girl that a thug been dreaming of on a team. I grabbed you close, come out the text, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast like a whip down a side street. Cops in pursuit and I'm sitting on a high seat. I heard your heartbeat.
You got me going crazy.
Thirsty Thursday, I'm about to foreplay. You said no way. I said okay, maybe later. As I pick my game by the elevator, thump thump. Has them grabbing her hand, and I don't mind a girl with superior games.
You got me going crazy.
know if this here is special. Eye contact and the lick of the lips. I'm over the hips. Got me about to trip like the clumsiest kid. Hate game and a bang of the chest. Party don't rest till I finesse the drop of the dress. Let the niggas see it cause you know I'm the best.
Thought that you had me, boy. Met you at the after party. Nothing to do, nothing, boy.
Somewhere down the line, You were so perfect, I just couldn't see room in your perfect life for me. There's no perfection in reality. You can't even get it in your dreams. This world's alright by me, even though I don't sleep with the girl of my dreams. Model, but so skinny, it looks like they could break so easily. All that cocaine, and they're so pretty. I don't like models, cause they don't like me. If you had more money, would you be more happy? When you win the lottery, living in a mansion by the sea. This world's a life by me, even though I don't sleep with the girl of my dreams. Money's the most addictive drug. You can get a lot, but you can't get enough. And all the things that you buy, you don't really need. I don't like money, cause it don't like me. I met a girl on the internet. She said I was one of the best. It didn't happen in reality. My internet self is better than me. This world's alright by me, even though I don't sleep with the girl of my dreams. The Beatles say love is all you need, but I'm not in love and I'm happy. Love is something you will never see. I don't like love because it don't love me. This world's alright by me, even though I don't sleep with the girl of my dreams. The Beatles say love is all you need, but I'm not in love and I'm happy. Love is something you will never see. I don't like love because it don't love me. I don't like love because it don't love me.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D.R.E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip-hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
When they mention the best, I kill songs, I'm ill, I'm built strong. I'm above most these rappers, I'm standing with stilts on. They see me still here and they ask if he's still on. Without a question,
mention he's a legend, the skills are still strong. Need a boost to make it better, I can better the booth. I better other soldiers in the field like medical troops. I better the youth, the proof I could never be you. I see my future real clear like I'm ahead of the truth. I'm so dope they get addicted to me. So I don't write rhymes, I have to go prescription or free. I keep it hot, every drop, by any means necessary. You might be good, but consider me legendary.
What you want, corporate, we start. You're witnessing a legend in the making. Go, say what you want, corporate, we start. You're witnessing a legend in the making.
Thank you. Tristan on the track.
Look at my life, though, I've been around. All the talking and the saying that we hellbound. All I'm saying, that's the force is hell now. One struggle, one life, got it all now. Gotta fight, gotta push, make a stand now. Just to make the best of it, what they saying now. Simple tins in the bubble at the playground. Most lost, some found, what we doing now. Hard to not see the truth, but we lay around. So lazy, this needs to turn around. Until then, hit the clouds dreaming. Hover where with no innocence screaming. All happy, all fit for no reason. Cause we humans, the reason is breathing. I got a heart, real talk, we all should. Since when did we know we lose our childhood?
If I could fly away,
if I could reach the stars, I'd
give my run away.
I'm gonna kiss the sky, so
it's nothing but a taste.
This life could be so awesome,
so hit the clouds with me.
The reason I breathe, I'm trying to get low. I'm trying to stay high, trying on my damnedest to fly. The ground is too cold, the sun is so bright. I just want beautiful flight. Look down on the world, see it go by. Play with the melody right. Beautiful sounds, the memory gifts. I don't wanna forget none of this. I live in the moment, I live in the now. Trying to stay positive, you know my style. Stretch for the birds, this is the plan. Holding my 2-year-old's hand. Here's my life, here's my God. I don't need nothing but fam. Trying to live right, be a good dad. Promises I never had.
If I could fly away,
if I could reach the stars, I'd
give my run away.
I'm gonna kiss the sky, so
it's nothing but a taste.
This life could be so awesome,
so hit the clouds with me.
And that's a lie, you know, that's a truth talker. We all learn from our faults, or pretend to. We all fall or stumble, but we hear you. One sound, one youth, are we there too? Everybody's scared of getting older. Wanna be remembered in this lifetime. It's a shame some go, never got time. It's a shame so bright, never got shine. I see the stars in the sky, but I'm not crying. They in a better place, Grandma, Miriam, Wayne, Sarah, up in there, hear me sing. Keep on living, keep doing my thing. For everyone that we missed, there's a whole reason. I got a light in my heart, and I keep on feeling.
If I could fly away,
came straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era. I fell in love with you. Before we were introduced, come on baby, let's go and blow them all away. Shine on me, gotta shine. Thank you.
was only coming from the window, but it made you look like an angel. I fell in love with you.
Does time go by fast? And tonight I'd like to, you know, thank my caller for calling in and people for listening tonight. I'm ending the show with a song by Sungbun Choi, who was a contestant on Korea's Got Talent. He placed second, and I am playing a song he sang on the show, Nella Fantasia, and everyone have a good night.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno d'anime che sono sempre fantasia.